We got a phone line open right now. Here we go. Last call. Last call. Here we go.
Three, two, one.
They got it in. That phone.
We'll take that call right there.
They picked up the call right there. That will count. Let's see. We got the final bids coming in.
Yep. We'll have a recap during the news at noon. Thanks to everybody. It's been a great week.
It's been a great week, Phil. And very, you know, satisfying. What? Nice job to you and June. And hats off to you guys. Seriously. Thank you.
Yep, absolutely.
For all the work that you do.
Appreciate you saying that. Yep, she is the walk chair. And again, the Captain's Night, Survivor Night next Wednesday. The actual Grace Walk is next Friday night, August 9th. Don't miss it.
So, nice job to everybody. Seriously, nice job.
Thank you.
You know what? Thank you to our bidders. Thank you to our buyers. And best of all, thank you to the people that donated this stuff to Grace.
You bet.
We couldn't do it without them.
And there'll be more stuff up for auction next week at the Grace event as well.
Yep.
All right. Henry Bray is here, along with Eileen and Rose and Michael, answering the phones. Bo Hendricks as well. We'll have a recap during our news at noon, which is next.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
The news from ABC is sponsored by Arthur's in Spring Green, the finest in casual dining since 1966, specializing in steaks and seafood, and by Care and Rehab Boscobel, committed to providing an environment in which all people are treated with kindness, dignity, and respect, no matter their physical impairment or their mental condition. It's 83 degrees at 12 o'clock.
This is a special report from ABC News. Americans back home. I'm Sherry Preston. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan was there as three Americans who've been wrongfully held in Russia returned back to the U.S.
This was the United States of America at its best, working with our allies to bring our people home safe and also to help free freedom fighters, Russians who have fought for democracy in their country and who had been thrown in prison for treason or worse. To be able to be a part of that was truly one of the most extraordinary honors in my life.
The deal itself took months of planning, and Sullivan says President Biden was one of the key players in getting it done.
It would not have happened without him, because it was his relationships with key allies that unlocked the elements we needed to put this deal together.
Evan Gerskovich, Paul Whelan, and Alsu Kamacheva are now at Brooke Army Medical Center in San Antonio, undergoing physical and mental testing and meeting with their families privately. This is ABC News. Ceasefire talks between Israel and Hamas are now off after the killing of a top Hamas official.
Gaza ceasefire talks on hold after the alleged Israeli assassination of Hamas chief Ismail Haniyeh in Tehran. Haniyeh was Hamas's lead negotiator in the U.S.-led talks to pause the Gaza fighting and secure the release of over 100 Israeli hostages. President Biden calling Haniyeh's killing, quote, not helpful for ceasefire talks. Many of the families of the Israeli hostages plunged once again into despair, knowing another push to bring their loved ones home is likely weeks away. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
A federal grand jury is now looking into the alleged scam to steal Graceland from Elvis Presley's family. The Memphis mansion was scheduled to go up for auction. A group using addresses in Florida and Missouri advertising on the internet to sell off Graceland back in May. Presley's granddaughter suing to stop it. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
For a great meal, dine at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Enjoy the classic Wisconsin fish fry and live bands every Friday. Saturdays at Arthur's, enjoy the amazing prime rib buffet. Watch the game on one of the big screens on Sunday at Arthur's and get in on the football specials. There's also a full brunch and turkey dinner on Sundays and a full salad bar with soup selections daily. Or visit the drive-thru Tuesday through Sunday from 4:30 till 9. Arthur's, your place for steaks and seafood.
Hi, this is Michelle, Director of Nursing at Care and Rehab Boscobel. I understand the importance of quality care and resident satisfaction. And with our unique connection to the local hospital, we can offer specialty services without leaving the building.
This is Jessie, Social Services Director. If you have any questions related to short-term rehab or long-term care, call 375-6342.
This is Lana, the Administrator. If you're interested in a rewarding position, we would love to hear from you. Check us out on our Facebook page, Care and Rehab Boscobel, a family company.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, ET Foods, Richland Family Prescription Center, Kendall Lube Express, Center Pharmacy, Turbos, the People's Community Bank, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, Muscadet Mini Mart, Kickapoo Creekside, Arneson Service and Repair, Southwest Technical College, The Homesteader Store, and Gander's Cleaning Services. Now stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 84 degrees in Richland Center at 12:05. Our forecast calls for plenty of sunshine, rather warm and sticky with a high of 88. Tonight, mainly clear with areas of fog, a low of 62. And tomorrow, sunny with summer heat once again, not quite as muggy, however, with a high of 88. In Richland Center, we have west winds at 3 miles per hour, and it's 84 degrees.
Crashes will happen. Luckily, there's Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist in Boscobel. Bob's, with more than 40 years of experience combined with a modern facility, making all the difference for you. And five-star reviews for Bob's repair work ranges from great work done quickly to I wouldn't take my vehicle anywhere else. If you expect quality products and services, you'll want to call Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist at 608-375-4434 or stop in at Bob's on Highway 61, Boscobel.
Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is more than a great place to eat. It's a place to have a memorable time with family and friends while being treated to great service and delicious food. Experience the ever-popular hash burger, savor the amazing Friday night fish fry, and mouth-watering Saturday prime rib. The great thing about Turbo's is after your first visit, you'll have a new favorite for food, friends, and fun. Turbo's in Hub City.
Attention auto mechanics! TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full service automotive repair facility with a fun, low stress, family owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Lynette from the Prescription Center. We want to thank all of our longtime friends who have put their trust in us to manage their family's health. We want to thank our increasing number of new friends who have learned just how special we treat our friends. We do realize you can go anywhere or use mail order. We want you to choose us every day. We know copays are the same for any pharmacy in town. However, we feel we provide a superior value for your dollars. If you find our prices higher, we will match prices for all medications. We check to see if any of your prescriptions have dollar off coupons from the manufacturer. These coupons actually put money back in your pocket. If your current pharmacy does not do this, give us a call. We know your time is valuable. When you call ahead, your prescriptions are ready when you stop. I guarantee you will never wait in our drive-thru. Okay, we do not have a drive-thru. The Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. 8-piece cut-up chicken, 85 cents a pound, with a special case price of 75 cents a pound. Golden Spice fully cooked chicken, tenders and breasts, $3.25 a pound. Smithfield pork shoulder butt roasts, $2.50 a pound. Smithfield picnic hams, 99 cents a pound. Bone-in pork loin roast, 99 cents a pound. Jimmy Dean loaded sausage bites, meat lovers, $3.50 a pound. Cedar Crest ice cream, 1.5 quart, $5.50 each. Shop ET Foods, where your food dollar goes a little farther. Located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish South Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6. Sundays, 8 to 4. Close Mondays and holidays. We're not fancy, but we're friendly.
Good afternoon. It's 83 degrees in Richland Center at 12:09. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. It was a great week and another great day for the 2024 Walk with Grace radio auction. Bo Hendricks has all the totals and lucky bidders.
I do. Thank you very much, Joanne. And man, I can't wait to tell you guys how we ended it out, but let's start from the beginning of the day today. The first segment, we saw the Ray and Susan Bass flowers made from food cans selling for $70 to bidder 450. Greg and Judy Alvin selling two dozen donuts from Oakwood Fruit Farm went for $40 to bidder 625. The collector deer print, that sold on behalf of Weiss Realty for $155 to bidder 130. The Galaxy Skate Center passes sold for $70 to bidder 195. And Turbo's Bar and Grill one free two-piece fish dinner for a week for 12 weeks sold for $160 to bidder 740. On to the second segment, the Geraldine Colstead 7 dozen home-baked cinnamon rolls, as that sold for $150 to bidder 730. The Filmy Guest DJ spot sold for $210 to bidder 220. The Richland Hospital's LT Spitfire kayak sold for $130 to bidder 335. The Richland Locker gift card on behalf of Edward Jones sold for $100, double its value, to bidder $215. And Jeff Evans' cheese tray from Salt Waddell's sold for $80 to bidder $740. Into the 11 o'clock hour now, the first segment, we had the Bruce and Betsy Raisler Sky Chair. That was sold for $80 to bidder $155. The Mars Jelenic Apple Pie, that was a $200 winner to bidder $650. Phil and Junie donating the $50 gift certificate to Oakwood Fruit Farm sold for $90 to bidder $455. The Ed and Linda Chitwood, 23-year-old white cheddar cheese, the 1 pound sold for $200 to bidder $765. And the next segment, within the last full segment, had Wanless Construction's gravel. That sold for $325 to bidder $780. The Center Cinema Family Pass sold for $205 to bidder $160. The Helen and Howard Tenney's picture that in memory of them, the painted picture sold for $80 to bidder $140. And Pratt Funeral Service, 3 tickets to the Milwaukee Bucks preseason game sold for $275 to bidder $770. The two big items today, hour one had the Quail Run Golf passes. Those sold for $175 to bidder $735. And hour two, Bill Troxel's one load of second crop hay sold for $630 to bidder $525. That means today our total was $3,425. Breaking it down, let's take a look at all the days and then we'll tell you the total. Day one, we raised $1,600. Day two, $2,410. Day three, $2,830. Day four, $2,735. And day five, $3,425, meaning we raised an even $13,000 for Grace.
That is awesome.
Yes, it is.
So that is just great that all, you know, everyone comes out to support Grace, so that Grace can support area residents battling cancer. And that's what the aim is, to help your neighbor.
It really is. And on top of that, I mean, you know, big shout out again to all the businesses, all the people who donated. You really went above and beyond. Our donators rallying at the end there to really up the price to get things to that $13,000 mark. It just puts a smile on your face.
Yep, boy, those phones were really ringing right at noontime when Phil was ringing the bell.
It got hectic.
Yes, it did.
In a good way, though.
Yes, it was. Well, thank you very much, Bo, and until next year. Winning bidders can pick up items at the Grace office located above Royal Bank in downtown Richland Center. The office will be open today from 1 to 6 and again tomorrow from 1 to 6. If you have any questions, you can call the Grace office at 608-604-8255. That's 604-8255. WRCO News at Noon will continue in a moment.
Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hill Point. Arneson Service and Repair is your exclusive dealer for Bad Boy lawnmowers. These mowers are made right here in the USA and have a great reputation of the toughest and most powerful mower available at a better price. Bad Boy continually push new and improved advances in cutting, safety, and operator comfort that raise the bar for the entire zero-turn lawnmower industry. Bad Boy lawnmowers, available at Arneson Service and Repair, Hill Point, 986-4300.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Here's orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Neeson.
Something different that we offer here at Reedsburg Area Medical Center. SmartKnee is a really exciting technology. It's an actual implant to monitor their recovery, to see how they're doing postoperatively, to put in some of the first SmartKnees in the entire country, but certainly in the state of Wisconsin, is something we're very proud of. The data is all private, protected information. The SmartKnee is not a requirement. It's just another option we have for patients who are interested in that type of data.
Learn more at RAMCHealth.com.
A clean home is a healthy home. Experience the ultimate cleanliness for your floors and furniture with Gander's Cleaning Service. Just call 608-647-4349 and let Gander's Cleaning Service do the dirty work for you. Their certified carpet cleaning technicians will deliver top-notch steam cleaning and protection for your carpets, tile, and upholstery. Rejuvenate your living space and make your home a healthy one with the help of the professionals at Gander's Cleaning Service. Call 608-647-4349 today and schedule your appointment.
It's 84 sunny degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:16. The Department of Health Services will use the $258 million in American Rescue Plan Act funds to create a minimum fee schedule that raises wages and provides care for older adults and individuals with disabilities. Establishing the fee schedule will create minimum amounts that managed care organizations must pay providers for services. According to DHAS, Medicaid programs serving nearly 57,000 clients will benefit, including family care. Wisconsin will join 20 other states that already have a minimum fee schedule for these providers, including Illinois, Iowa, Minnesota, and Michigan. Madison is the fifth fittest city in the country. According to a new report, the American College of Sports Medicine puts together an index based on tons of factors like air quality, food insecurity, and health issues among residents. 95% of people in Madison are within a 10-minute walk to a park. A man has been arrested for threatening a judge. Tuesday night around 7:40, the Avoca Police Department conducted a traffic stop on East Front Street in the village of Avoca. As a result of the traffic stop, James C. Young, 33 of Muscadet, was arrested and taken to the Iowa County Jail, where he was booked on charges of battery or threat to a judge, misdemeanor bail jumping, and disorderly conduct. Police in Iowa managed to catch a Wisconsin fugitive who'd been on the run for 30 years. George Hartlerode was convicted of rape and served his jail time, but in 1994, he ran away from a halfway house. He's been missing ever since. But police in West Des Moines, Iowa, pulled him over for having no rear reflector on his bike. Once they figured out who he was really, he was taken into custody. Now he's awaiting extradition back to Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources advises ATV and UTV operators that more DNR conservation wardens and local law enforcement will be on trails and routes statewide today through Sunday for the annual Think Smart Before You Start campaign. Law enforcement will be focused on curbing intoxicated operation, as well as helmet and seatbelt enforcement. Over the course of last year's campaign, multiple intoxicated operators were stopped and cited for OWI violations on public routes and trails. In total, nearly 500 off-highway vehicle contacts were made with the riding public over the weekend. Operators and their passengers should always ride sober and wear a seatbelt, helmet, and protective clothing when riding. The Music Man opened last weekend and will once again take the stage tonight. The show takes audiences back to a simpler and happier America. It begins with a train going to River City, Iowa in 1912. The locomotion is provided by a group of salesmen singing about Professor Harold Hill, a lovable con man who promises to bring a boys' band to their community. The remainder of the show relates to how the professor and the local piano teacher, Marion Peru, come to fall in love. The play includes songs such as You Got Trouble, 76 Trombones, The Wells Fargo Wagon, and Till There Was You. The live music is provided by a full pit orchestra with 16 musicians. Performances of The Music Man will be held at the Richland Center High School Auditorium tonight and tomorrow at 7 and Sunday at 2. Tickets can be purchased at the door and are $20 for adults, $15 for those under 18, and $60 for two adults and any number of children. Rock and Roll Reunion 2024 returns to Woodman this Saturday. This annual event brings to the stage local artists going back 40-plus years, as well as new and upcoming local talent. The genres include jazz, country, folk, rock and roll, and more. Roddy Dull is the organizer of the event.
We started back in 2010, and there was a guitar player from around Richland Center. His name was Dale Kidd, and Dale passed away way too young. But he was a really, really good-hearted fella. He played often and donated a lot to a children's charity to feed hungry children. And when he passed away, we put the first reunion together kind of in his name and in his memory. And we raised a bunch of money and gave the money to the charity that he was the most fond of at that time. The musicians had so much fun that they said, we should really do this every year. And none of us were close enough to retirement at that point to really make it an annual event. But when COVID hit in 2020, we decided that every year we should do it because, you know, we're losing some of our older musicians and people move away. And just for the musicians' sake to get together and, you know, remember the old times, we decided to do it every year.
Over 30 different artists are scheduled to perform, with the music beginning at 10:30 in the morning and going until 10:30 at night. Food and soft drinks will be available on the grounds, and personal beverages are allowed as carry-ins. There is no admission charge, but you are advised to bring your own chair or blanket. Money being raised for charity comes from the sale of event T-shirts the day of the event, and private donations are always welcome.
Every year we try to find a different place for the money to go. This year we're paying the money out directly to families that are dealing with cancer. And so the money goes out to families. You can nominate a family at Rock and Roll Reunion. And we keep all of those names private so we don't have to worry about the privacy. And the musicians that play there pretty much come from a four-county area, Richland, Grant, Vernon, and Crawford. So we're going to get families nominated from those four counties. And then when the event's over, we total up all the money that we made, and we divide it equally among all of those that were nominated for the help.
The event has found its permanent home in the Woodman Village Park. Attending artists share memorabilia, stores, and more for the day, and all are encouraged to bring any memorabilia they may have collected over the years to share as well. High school reunions will also be held in the park in conjunction with the event. Classes from Boscobel High School and an annual all-school reunion from North Crawford will be holding reunions. Have you wondered why school referendums are occurring so frequently and how state aid and your property tax fund school districts? If you would like to find out, Economic Equity Now is sponsoring a referendum funding forum Saturday from 11 to 1 at the Brewer Public Library in Richland Center. UW-Madison Professor Julie Mead will inform you on these issues. Everyone is welcome. Adult supervision for children ages 4 and up will be provided in the Storytime Room. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources encourages you to celebrate Smokey Bear's 80th birthday by making sure you understand the basics of wildfire prevention and practice fire safety while enjoying the outdoors. The Smokey Bear campaign has helped children and adults throughout Wisconsin understand the role in preventing wildfires. Smokey's message of campfire safety is important, whether you're camping in one of the state parks or forest or simply roasting hot dogs in your backyard. The same rules apply. Consider these safety tips when visiting a state campground and having a fire in one of the designated campfire rings. Keep fires small and manageable. Have plenty of water and tools handy to keep your fire in control. Only burn clean, dry local wood. Keep your tent and firewood a safe distance away from the campfire. Never leave fires unattended, and make sure fires are properly extinguished before leaving the site. Burying warm or hot coals or using sand are unreliable methods and can easily rekindle a fire. Use a lot of water. Drown, stir, and repeat until embers are cold. And before your visit, check out the current fire danger on the Wisburn webpage. By following these steps, everyone can safely enjoy the cool nights by a cozy campfire. Remember, only you can prevent forest fires. It's 84 sunny degrees in Richland Center at 12:25. Today's vital statistics are next.
Hi, I'm Tom from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Have you been thinking about your dream home for some time now? We can help that dream home become a reality. With customized home loan options to fit your needs, we're sure to find a solution that works for you. Stop by our office in downtown Richland Center or visit us online at thepcb.bank to start our easy and simple home loan process. That's what we call simply good banking. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There is something wrong with our water. We have no pressure.
No problem. Here comes Larry Ferguson from Advanced Pump and Well Solutions. He'll get us up and running in no time.
Where is his toolbox? Doesn't he need a pipe wrench? What is he pulling out of that gunny sack?
It's his trumpet. Watch this.
Wow. He primed the pump and got the water flowing with his trumpet?
Whatever it takes. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center is up to the challenge 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Call them at 608-649-4488.
Changing oil is important for any vehicle. It doesn't have to be labor-intensive and time-consuming. Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14, Richland Center is the handy stop for quality oil changes and more. Open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. No appointment needed. Professional, friendly, stay-in-your-car service. Take care of your vehicle with regular oil changes at Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 East, Richland Center. Quick and easy service to keep your car running at top performance.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
If you're eating healthy, eat at Subway, where you have a choice of 8 build-your-own sandwiches with 6 grams of fat or less, plus delicious signature wraps and chopped salads. Hours are Monday through Saturday, 8 to 9, and Sunday, 8 to 8. It's their priority to serve the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. You can order ahead by going online, through your Subway app, or by calling 647-6470. Eat fresh, eat healthy at Subway Richland Center.
It's 84 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:28. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Susan Sue Keister, age 61, died July 8th. A memorial will be held at 5 o'clock this evening at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home today from 3 to 6. Memorials and donations can be made to the family's ever-loved page. Susan Keister is survived by 2 children, Emily and Cullen Keister, her parents, Nancy and Jerry Keister, her siblings, Sharon Booth and Stephen Keister, nieces, cousins, aunts, and uncles. Susan Sue Keister, age 61. Phyllis Marion Miller, 83, of Reedsburg, died Saturday. Memorial services will be held Saturday at 11 at St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Reedsburg. Burial will be in the Greenwood Cemetery, Reedsburg. Friends may call at the Grass Funeral Service in Reedsburg Friday from 4 to 7. Friends may also call at St. Peter's Lutheran Church Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Memorials may be made to the Reedsburg Historic Preservation Commission, Reedsburg United Fund, or the Multiple Sclerosis Society of America. Survivors of Phyllis Miller include her son, Todd Miller, daughter, Marla and Stephen Peck, brother, Robert and Dolores Arneson, sister, Lois Arneson Myers, several nieces and nephews, other family, and many friends. Phyllis Marion Miller, 83, of Reedsburg. Timothy Lynn Miller, age 64, died Monday at his home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at noon at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Tim Miller is survived by his wife of 44 years, Deborah, four children, Matthew and Nicole Miller of Platteville, Catherine and John Anderson of Lone Rock, David and Brianna Miller of Camp Douglas, and Andrew and Kimberly Miller of Elroy. Eight grandchildren, his mother, Helen Dietzman of Mount Horeb, a brother, Robert and Colleen Miller of Rui, sisters-in-law and brothers-in-law, Sarah Aide, Mike and Carla Fry, Patty Joe Fry, Carl and Stacy Fry, and Carol and Patrick Edge. Special cousins, Shelby and Colleen Cushman, many nieces, nephews, extended family, and friends. Timothy Lynn Miller, age 64. Gary Allen Slayback, 76, of Geraldine, Montana, formerly of Richland Center, died July 11th. A full military service by the local Military Honor Guard unit will be held Saturday at 12:30 at the Richland Center Cemetery. A celebration of life will follow from 1 to 3 at the American Legion Post 13, Richland Center. Gary Slayback is survived by his sister, Rita Thielman and Ed Berry, niece and nephews, great-nieces and nephews, aunt, uncle, cousins, and special friends. Gary Allen Slayback, 76, of Geraldine, Montana, formerly of Richland Center. Ethel Charlotte Knable, 89, of Richland Center, died Tuesday. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at noon at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. A live stream of the service can be viewed at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Wednesday from 11 until the time of service at noon. Ethel Knable is survived by three sons, Greg and Tina Knable, Mark and Joni Knable, and Brian and Julie Knable. Seven grandchildren, four step-grandchildren, nine great-grandchildren, 14 step-great-grandchildren, a brother, Harold McCoy, sisters-in-law, Glee and Charles Hubbard, and Carolyn Knable, and many other relatives and friends. Ethel Charlotte Knable, 89, of Richland Center. John W. Jack Johnson, 92, of Spring Green, died Saturday at Greenway Manor. A celebration of life gathering will be held Saturday, August 10th from 4 to 7, with special prayer and family memories at 5:30 at the Ring Barn in Spring Green. The family respectfully asks that no young children attend. Donations in memory of Jack can be made to the Guard Theater or Greenway Manor. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. Jack Johnson is survived by four children, Eric and Gina, Jeff and Mary Lynn, Peggy and Jim Ring, and Jennifer and Chad Cannonberg. 14 grandchildren, 10 great-grandchildren, a brother, Paul and Carol Johnson, two sisters-in-law, Marcia Johnson, and Ann and Rolf Quisling. John W., Jack Johnson, 92, of Spring Green. Betty Hill, 92, of Reedsburg, died Tuesday at the Sauk County Health Care Center. A private burial will be held at a later date. The Farber Funeral Home Reedsburg is assisting the family of Betty Hill, 92, of Reedsburg. Phil Phippen, age 82, died July 13th after a long illness. A service of remembrance will be held Saturday, August 17th at 11 o'clock at Christ Lutheran Church in Spring Green. Friends may call at Christ Lutheran Church Saturday, August 17th from 10 until the time of service at 11. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with arrangements. Phil Phippen is survived by his wife Kay, 5 children, Kim and Steve Gartner, Colleen Zimmerman and Todd Schneider, Debbie Murphy, John and Stacy Phippen, and Anson and Danny Staver. 11 grandchildren, 4 great-grandchildren, a brother, Frank Phippen, father-in-law, Clarence Taplin, brothers-in-law, Kent Taplin, Richard and Millie Taplin, Ken and Donna Kurtz, and Daniel Kurtz. Sisters-in-law, Joan Phippen, Carol Taplin, Patty Kurtz, and Cynthia Kurtz, and many other relatives and friends. Phil Phippen, age 82. Adam R. Tackett, 45, of Richland Center, died Tuesday at UW Health University Hospital in Madison from pancreatic cancer. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, September 21st at noon at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Burial will be held in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday, September 21st from 10 until noon. Memorials may be made to Grace in Richland Center. Survivors of Adam Tackett include his mother, Marge and Andy Freeman of Richland Center, a sister, Jennifer and Chris Shushman of Las Vegas, Nevada, many aunts, uncles, and cousins. Adam R. Tackett, 45, of Richland Center.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found new life. Kickapoo Creekside is one of Wisconsin's newest supper clubs. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and the perfect old-fashioned, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Kickapoo Creekside, 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
Is it time to buy a new mattress? Many factors can affect the quality of your sleep, and there are no foolproof indicators when you need a new mattress.
Hi, this is Andrea from Court & Main Furniture & Mattress in downtown Richland Center. We've designed the perfect showroom for your sleep needs. Here at Court & Main, our sleep recipe is support, comfort, and durability at a fair price. So stop in and have a look and feel for yourself. Visit Court & Main Furniture & Mattress located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned independent pharmacy proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Merriman and Sue Keene and Scott and Lisa Bailing. Best wishes to you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
How you doing today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Some pretty quiet summer weather conditions across the region right now, with most of the activity shifting east of Wisconsin. Some scattered showers around Chicago, over into Michigan, through the Ohio Valley, and stretching up through New England. That system gradually moving away from us. We should be protected by high pressure through tomorrow with plenty of sun. Still some very warm air around, pretty muggy. Maybe tomorrow will be just a bit less humid. Now by Sunday, we'll see a weak front drift in from the north and kind of stall out right across Minnesota, Iowa, and Wisconsin. Could trigger a few spotty showers and thunderstorms. Then as low pressure rides along that coming out of the northern plains Monday into early Tuesday, that could bring us a more pronounced band of rain late Monday afternoon into early Tuesday. At this current time, it looks like the heaviest amounts could fall just north of us from eastern Minnesota into central Wisconsin, where a couple inches may occur, but around here, even up half inch or an inch, not out of the question. Temperatures overall next week will be a bit cooler as well, a few degrees below normal. Here's a forecast for the rest of today. Mostly sunny with rather warm and muggy conditions. Highs hitting the upper 80s. North and northwest wind up to 10. Mainly clear tonight. Watch out for some patchy fog if you're out and about. Low temperature 62. Tomorrow, sunshine continues with highs once again in the upper 80s, just again not quite as muggy. North and northwest winds up to 5. On Sunday, partly sunny and warm with a small chance of a shower or thunderstorm. Low 63 with a high near 85. Monday, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely, especially by later afternoon. Heavier north, low 64 with a high of 80. Tuesday, showers possible in the morning, then partly cloudy and mild. Low 60 with a high of 76. Wednesday, a nice day with partly cloudy skies. Low 54. High 77. Chance of some showers late Wednesday night. Thursday, mixed skies with a few showers or storms possible. High 77. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions, and shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's currently a sunny 84 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 87, our low this morning was 68. Our high so far today, 85. The record high for this date set in 1988 is 100. The record low, 44, was set in 1965. Last year's high was 83 with a low of 63. Sunset tonight will be at 8:23 with sunrise tomorrow at 5:53. Currently in Richland Center, the air is calm. The barometer is up to 29.99 and no precipitation to report. It is a sunny 84 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Some final advice on strategic risk management today on Farm to Fork.
If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for RHIZOL from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
All this week, I've shared tips from Purdue University ag economists for setting up a farm risk management plan. Jim Minter, who heads the Purdue Center for Commercial Agriculture, suggests you make that plan conform to any sort of generational transition of the farm.
I see people make this mistake pretty commonly. They'll tell me their long-term strategy is they want to prepare their farm for the next generation to join the operation. But they don't ask themselves as they make intermediate decisions if the decisions they're making are consistent with that long-term strategy of bringing that next generation in. And then all of a sudden it's time for that next generation to join and they're not ready because over a period of years they didn't make decisions that were consistent with their stated strategy.
We started this series talking about farms needing to be agile and resilient in order to weather risk. Purdue ag economist Brady Brewer.
And what is that level of resiliency that you want to build into your farm? And what are you willing to give up in terms of year-to-year profitability to build in that resiliency?
Shows this week were adapted from a podcast series from Purdue's Center for Commercial Agriculture. There's a link on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored in part by Richards Insurance, your certified farm specialist serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1933. With offices in Ithaca and Reedsburg, for your farm insurance needs, call Richards Insurance.
I'm Kara Hart with Ag News on Brownfield. More farmers choose Pioneer brand corn because it delivers game-changing yields. Join a winning team. Pioneer brand corn, your best year starts here. Some of Wisconsin's ag groups rely on the Wisconsin State Fair to help carry out their mission. Brownfield's Larry Lee has more.
Food stands are everywhere at the State Fair, but eating at certain ones will help ag producers. Dave Goss manages the Wisconsin Cattlemen's Association food stand, where along with thousands of burgers, they'll sell over 15,000 ribeye sandwiches during the 11-day State Fair.
The biggest goal for this is creating the funds so we can educate the society on what the cattleman brings and offers to the industry out there.
Carrie Ritalik with the Wisconsin Pork Producers Association tells Brownfield the pork shop sales pay for things the pork checkoff cannot pay for.
We're very fortunate in the state of Wisconsin to have this opportunity to raise unrestricted funds, and those funds go to promote our legislative activities that we need, like taking our producers to Washington, D.C. to help promote the farm bill.
Ritalik says working for better farm policy is an important part of sustaining a healthy pork industry. From the Wisconsin Products Pavilion at the State Fair, I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield Ag News.
Thanks, Larry. Ziegler Ag will be closing stores in Wisconsin and central Missouri, but farmers with Kloss equipment should have the support they need to get through harvest in those areas. In a release, Kloss says there are dealer networks identified near DeForest in Dodgeville, Wisconsin, and Chillicothe in Marshall, Missouri, who can take on the full Kloss equipment line. Kloss also plans to free up product and service specialists to help farmers in those areas. After 20 years, Kloss and Ziegler have also decided to end their Kloss combine distribution agreement in all remaining ag retail locations. Kloss combine owners in the Ziegler footprint in Iowa, Minnesota, and Northwest Missouri can continue to get parts and service from Ziegler through this year's harvest. USDA is reporting the sale of more than 200,000 tons of U.S. soybeans to China for delivery in the next marketing year. This is the second day in a row with an announced sale of U.S. beans to China for a running total topping 330,000 tons. And this follows a recent decline in price for new crop top U.S. soybeans, helping supplies become more competitive on the global market. A bipartisan group of U.S. senators wants to restrict new sustainable aviation fuel tax credits to domestically sourced feedstocks. Iowa Republican Chuck Grassley tells Brownfield the group is advising the Treasury Department on 45Z.
If not, then we're going to have to change the law, because we should not be subsidizing feedstocks versus what we do for soybeans in America. We shouldn't be subsidizing these imports at all.
The 45Z tax credit goes into effect January 1st. I'm Kara Hart for Brownfield.
When it comes to growing soybeans, you need an advantage. And with Zatavo soybean seed, you get a big one. A really big one. 3.4 bushels per acre big. It's a yield advantage made possible by BASF genetics, proprietary germplasm, and industry-leading seed quality. Talk to your retailer today about staying ahead of the game with Zatavo soybean seed.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win for all, as landowners receive green for the logs and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
A slow Friday for direct cattle business and cash hogs. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity has been sluggish to start again today. Bids have resurfaced in the south at $188 live. The rest of cattle country has been quiet. Asking prices are around $190 plus live in the south and $312 plus dressed in the north. Look for at least a little more business to develop before the end of the day. There was a light trade that took place on Thursday across most areas. Southern live deals are marked at mostly $188, $2 below the previous week's weighted averages. Northern dress business was up mostly $310, also $2 lower than the prior week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. Boxed beef is mixed at midday and late to moderate demand for moderate offerings. Choice up 76 cents at $3.1355. Select was 77 cents lower at $2.9669. At the Valentine Livestock Auction in Nebraska, there were several loads of Sandhill home-raised offerings off grass. The USDA says demand was good, with several buyers in the crowd. Medium and large one feeder steers, 872 to 879 pounds, brought $266.50 to $272.50. Feeder steers, 1,000 to 1,019 pounds, brought $237.25 to $249.25. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 631 to 648 pounds, brought $290 to $294.50. Cash hogs were not reported at midday, with just a handful of negotiated purchases. There was some pretty impressive business that took place in the first half of the week as processors were more aggressive in their procurement efforts and bid up to move needed numbers. The pullback in today's business isn't a big surprise. Demand for U.S. pork on the global market remains strong. Hog weights have declined over the summer months, but are still running well above year-ago levels. And with ample supplies of market-ready hogs, there's plenty of pork available. The five-day rolling average for barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct is $85.14. It's $85.80 for the Iowa, Minnesota, and $85.71 at the Western Corn Belt. In Illinois, slaughter sale prices were steady with moderate demand for light offerings at $43 to $55. Barrels and gilts were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $49 to $59. And pork values were higher at midday, up to $89 at $108.75. Bellies jumped more than $20 to start the day. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest, highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers. The Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions, with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, 2024. So don't wait. And remember, if you don't enter, you can't win. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Hi, everyone. This is Angie from Aiders and Plain. I know I am totally biased, but we have a super cool hardware store. Where else can you buy groceries, hardware, and booze all under the same roof? Don't you feel like you're always running, hurrying here and there and trying to keep the house clean, the kids clean, and the fridge stocked? Trust me, I know what it's like. And that's why my crew and I do our best to make your stop at Aiders quick and productive. We are happy to spend some time in the plumbing aisle with you or talking through the connection on that new faucet or recommending the best pest control for your garden and lawn. We'll even tell you what not to buy, like primer. You don't need it to change colors. So please, enjoy your summer. Smell the roses. Yes, we have some lovely ones for sale. And remember, we are happy to help with all those honey-do lists. Aiders is your summer project headquarters and your great big store with small-town smiles.
Soybeans and corn are higher, cattle and hogs are lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in corn genetics, offering more than 50 lines, the highest performing corn featuring a broad range of traits. Stein has yield. Soybeans are higher. Forecasts have generally turned hotter and drier over the next couple of weeks for parts of the region, which would hit soybeans during key development phases. China did buy 202,000 tons of new crop U.S. soybeans this morning, the second day in a row with an announced sale of new crop to China. September beans are up 11 at 1020. November's 12 and a quarter higher at 1028 and three quarters. September bean meal's up $6 at 334. September soybean oil's down 38 points at 4209. Corn's modestly higher, oversold and due for a bounce with possible acreage adjustments in the next production report on August 12th. USDA is projecting a large carryout, but demand continues to look solid. September corn's up 4.5 at 386.5, and December's 4.75 higher at 403.25. And wheat's higher, focused on U.S. and world weather issues likely impacting global production. Export demand has improved, even as Russia continues to command the lowest price. September Chicago is up 5.75 at 537.75. September Kansas City's 5 higher at 559.5. September Minneapolis wheat's up 7.5 at 596. Live and feeder cattle are down sharply on cash pressure, fund liquidation, and a big drop in the Dow. October lives 125 lower at 182.47. December's down 247 at 182.12. September feeders are 380 lower at 248. October's down 437 at 246.50. And on profit taking and some questions about sustained domestic demand, even with pork up sharply at midday. October hogs are 52 lower at 76.50. December leans down 42 at 68.90. The dollar, the Dow, and crude oil are all sharply lower. John Perkins, Brownfield.
This is the sound of corn pests wreaking havoc on your crops. This is the sound of a channel field protected by Bayer's trait technology. With the RNAi technology of SmartStax Pro, the all-in corn rootworm fighter, and VT4 Pro, Bayer's wider spectrum of defense, you can stay one step ahead of ever-changing pest pressure. Find the right corn trait for your fields at channel.com/corn traits. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
If you're in the market for a pole building, call Harchi Lumber, your friendly hometown source for all of your building and lumber supply needs. From beginning to end, the experienced crews at Harchi Lumber have the know-how to build a quality structure you expect. Harchi Lumber will engineer your pole building to your specific needs and requirements while meeting your local building codes. To get your building project started, call 608-985-7207 or stop in at Harchi Lumber along Highway 23 between Laval and Reedsburg.
What's in season for late summer? Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Knowing what fruits and vegetables are in season before going to the grocery store or farmer's market helps you enjoy fruits and veggies at their peak. The calendar has turned to August, and that means fresh apples will start showing up at the end of the month. Apples are great for cooking and baking, but even more so for snacking. Other fruits that are in season right now are blackberries, which are packed with vitamin C, K, and manganese, minerals, fiber, and antioxidants. All of these things help this power-packed fruit boost brain health. You can stay cool as a cucumber this month. Cucumbers have a high water content that helps keep you hydrated. The veggie also is high in fiber, and that higher fiber content helps lower blood sugar, prevent constipation, and support weight loss.
Eggplants or aubergines are also coming into season this month. Eggplants are high in antioxidants that help protect the body from damage caused by free radicals and helps prevent many types of chronic disease like heart disease and cancer. There are two fig seasons every year, once in early summer and a larger harvest in late summer, early fall. Figs are a unique fruit that help promote digestive health. The extract from the fruit also has been known to provide skin benefits. I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Fuller's Milker Center, LLC is a full-line Geo-Westphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer service and support to their customers is their number one priority. Learn more about Fuller's Milker Center. Call 608-549-6400.
This is Phil Nee from WRCO, reminding you Wisconsin's fall primary is August 13th, right around the corner. Make a plan to be a voter in every election. Your vote matters. To learn more about who and what is on your ballot this August, where your polling place is, and how you can request an absentee ballot, head to myvotewi.gov to get all the information and more.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
This is a special report from ABC News. Harris secures nomination. I'm Michelle Franzen. DNC Chair Jamie Harrison announcing that Vice President Kamala Harris crossed the threshold of votes needed for the nomination.
I am so proud to confirm that Vice President Harris